Hi everyone, welcome again to another Teacher Joseph podcast. In my honest opinion, there's a few different types of teachers. Now, I'm not talking only about learning English or accent reduction. I just mean in general. One of the first kinds of teachers are ones who focus only on books. For them, the book is everything. You go to them, they give you a book, and then you're forced to recite it backwards, upside down, left to right, right to left, in order to make sure that you've learnt it. And it involves a lot of discipline. And, well, many students respond well to that kind of thing. But it's a little bit like standing by the side of the swimming pool and reading a book about how to learn to swim, when all that's really required is for someone to come up behind you and push you into the water. So there we are, learning to read a book, learning words from that book, all very good. There's also another type of teacher who also uses the book, but he kind of like uses the book as well as being kind of friendly in a way that isn't so disciplined. He's trying to help you to understand the book and to make sure that the stuff in that book is in your head. Okay, so those are two types of teachers. One is book only, get your head down, show me how you have learned or what you have learned. And then the other one is saying, well, how did you get on last week with the book? Are you doing all right with that? Well, show me what you've learned. So they're both good, but they don't really help you to learn. The second one is trying to introduce that idea of taking the words out of the book and helping you in conversations, but I don't think it really goes far enough. And then there's another type where we try to open up a corridor of communication with you. When I say open up a corridor, what I'm not saying is that we do that through talking. What I'm saying is we establish some kind of connection with you in order to find out what's important for you, how your mind works, the kind of ways that you like to learn, the kind of things that you like to talk about. We kind of get inside your head and we map out some kind of consciousness. And through that conduit, that corridor, we're able to transmit information to you, not only about words, but also what things or how things are presented. So this is where things like accent reduction come in, body language, behaviours, job interviews. Because I think the first two types of teachers are really being replaced now by AI. They are there to support you with grammar, to give you books if you want them. But the last type of teacher is all about connecting with you in the old way. You know, in the old systems, the Roman system and the Greek system from history, we know that the students and the teachers enjoyed a really, really strong, intimate kind of relationship. They really were able to mentor you, you know. And these kind of teachers are selfless. They're encouraged and motivated by seeing you grow. And I have to say it's a wonderful and beautiful thing. Whether the platforms these days are really catered for that kind of intense conduit being created, I'm not so sure, because when you just pay people, you know, it's a security. It's a way of saying, okay, I'm giving you money today, but if you upset me, I'm not going to give you money tomorrow. So it really depends what you're looking for. And also, the first two types of teachers are very much into this idea of the language being a commodity. Whereas the last type of teacher is more about watching you grow in a kind of fatherly way, making sure you're okay. Yeah, of course, money comes into it, but it's not dependent on the relationship, if you know what I mean. It's more kind of a mutual benefit from both of you. These are the three types of teachers. I've noticed that people who are younger, who are looking for a quick conversation, of course, would more or less go for the second. People who are maybe more driven by results and learning that they can measure, they might go for the first. And then there's others who need to have that connection in order to learn. They need to have that conduit or corridor opened where they can step inside British culture in a safe way just to see what it's like. And that usually involves being brave enough to change how they speak, to try new things. Not everyone can do that, you know. And in that third place, that there's also, you know, in that third type of teacher, when you have lessons with them, there's also a need to be open. Because, you know, if you're the kind of student who just manages to do an English lesson in between two work projects, so it's your working day, if a meeting with the boss, an English lesson, a meeting with a client, it doesn't really work well if someone is trying to open up a conduit of understanding who you are in order to teach you better. I think the good thing about the third type of teacher is that they can switch off that conduit and become one of the other two if that's what's required. But it doesn't really fulfill them as a teacher, and the student is probably left with a feeling of, I'm not sure I learned so much there, because the mentor-style teaching kind of leaves you with a feeling of reward or a feeling of disappointment if you sense the person isn't really open. It doesn't work so well. So there is a need to be open to decide really what you're looking for. And to be honest with you, most of the people I talk to don't really know what they're looking for. They come to an English lesson, but it soon becomes clear that, yeah, they want English vocabulary, they want English words, but it's because their bosses told them that they have to do it, or it's because they've decided they want to learn, but they don't really know why or how. I mean, some people are doing exams, they've got a very clear purpose, but there's others that are looking a little bit more for something. Many people have told me they're looking for something, but they can't quite work out what that is. And that's usually, again, where the third type of teacher can help them, because they can help them identify in a coaching kind of way what they're looking for. So these are things to be aware of. And when you come to a platform like Italki, that's the one that we are all on if you're learning English, you soon discover that there's all kinds of teachers on there, the first two being the most prominent. But there's also another type, and they're there just to help you, to watch you grow, to try to point you in the right direction, and to help you on your journey, you know, by the way that you speak, job interviews, where you're going in life. It's a wonderful thing when you discover them, because I think there's fewer and fewer people now who are like that, working on these kinds of platforms, because we're all kind of moving on, aren't we? But anyway, that's my view. I'd be interested to hear yours as to what your experience has been with teachers online. Yeah, I think older ones definitely are more into the whole mentorship, but it depends. There's kind of cultural things as well there. A lot of cultures have high expectations of what a teacher should be doing. I know some cultures expect a teacher to be very, very hard on them. So it's interesting. I'd love to hear your views. Please leave me a comment and let me know what you think. See you. Bye.
Joseph, the English teacher, guiding words like a preacher. Chalk in hand, he's on a mission, shaping dreams with precision. Joseph, the English teacher, the best teacher in the world.